Hello there. This is Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries with your daily moments of meditation and prayer time, which is a ministry of this radio station for your spiritual encouragement. Today, let's turn to the book of James. James chapter 4, and I would like to read with you verses 13 through 17. James chapter 4, verses 13 through 17, where the Word of God says, "Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now ye rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin." That's James chapter 4, verses 13 through 17. And that little passage of Scripture has a great message for each and every one of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. And the message is, make sure you are doing the will of God. Are you certain today that you are in the will of God? You know, when it comes to the will of God, and as we study the Bible, we can see that God's will is really twofold for every one of us. First of all, there is His general will for us. That is, what God's will is for us as it relates to our life's vocation. You know, some people are called by God to be an attorney, or a doctor, or a teacher, or a lawyer, or a ditch digger, or whatever the case may be. But the fact of the matter is, God has a special vocation for each and every one of us. Are you doing in your vocation what God would have you to be? Maybe God would love you to be a preacher, or a missionary, or an evangelist, and yet you're doing something else. Well, it's important that you do in your general life, in your general living, as it relates to your vocation, what it is that God wants you to do. Are you doing it? But then it's also important that every day we do what it is that God wants us to do, and that's what I'm calling the specific will of God. So many times we go throughout the course of the day and we never ask God what He wants us to do. The Bible says here in verse 15 of James chapter 4 that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or do that. The fact of the matter is, when we get up in the morning, we should not plan our own lives and say, well, today I'm going to do this, that, and the other, and whatever the case. No, we should say, Lord, what is it that you want me to do today? And then get into His Word, and through His Word, and through the leading of His Holy Spirit, do exactly what it is that He wants us to do. Many Christians today are outside the will of God. Could that be you? You're not doing with your life, in your vocation, what it is that God wants you to do. And then every day, you're not asking God, what would you have me to do today? I want to encourage you, as I'm encouraging myself, to take a good look at our lives, to see if truly we are in the will of God. Being in the will of God brings God's blessing. Being out of the will of God is going to cause us to miss God's blessing. So make sure that you say daily, Lord, what is it that you would have me to do, and do it as He directs. Father, it is my prayer that each and every one of us will truly, without any rebellion, submit to your will, that we might glorify you and experience your blessing in our lives every day. And we'll be careful to give you the praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this moment of meditation and prayer time. Until we come together once again on this radio station, I am Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries saying, God bless you and keep looking up. For remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.